Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 21 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, October 15th, from high above Colorado Springs, Colorado, in a homemade weather balloon shaped just like a flying saucer. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next hour. For those of you with plans to tune in late, stay tuned for the rebroadcast starting right after the live show. Fifth, and the Dodgers are still leading 1-0. I kind of think the Dodgers taking on the Yankees might be the best story for the World Series this year. What do you think? Well, we're going to celebrate a few birthdays this week, beginning with the fellow credited with being the originator of the Afrobeat sound. This is from about 1977. This is Fela Kuti, An Africa 1970, featuring Ginger Baker, previously of The Cream, on drums, in a shamelessly shortened edit of their song, Let's Start. So, let's start, shall we? And just like that, Phillies catcher Carlos Ruiz goes deep, and it's 3-1 Phillies in the fifth inning, game one of the National League Championship Series. And I'm not sure what Fela Kuti was singing about, perhaps, as the Andrews sisters will try to explain to us, it was a pagan love song.
Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da. Come with me when moonbeams ha-ha light Tahitian skies, and the starlit waters linger in your eyes. Native hills are calling, ha-ha, to them we belong, and we'll cheer each other with a pagan love song. Come with me when moonbeams light Tahitian skies, all the skies and the starlit waters linger in your row. Pagan!
It's being reported to me that I might be mumbling tonight, and I need to enunciate to be understood clearly. Here, let me have a sip of water and wet my whistle. Maybe it's because I just recently got over a cold. We don't know, but we're going to make every effort to be easily understood tonight. You know, we're Hinky Dinky Time Radio is a little light on listeners this evening. Could be because maybe some of my regulars are not where they normally are. Maybe everybody's out of town.
Where have the people gone? Seems like there's no one hanging on. Houses are empty. Hey, everybody's out of town. Seems like I'm the only one around. All of the streets are bare. No traffic tie-ups anywhere. Don't have to wait for a seat at the movie. Hey, everybody's out of town. Seems like I'm the only one around. Everyone's moved out from the ghetto. Lots of space, empty apartments, no message to no one. Hey, better send some people down. Everyone on earth is out of town.
Yes, that's right. My father is indeed in town, which has not been the case a whole lot during 2009. I've never known him to travel more. We've got to get some business taken care of. Naturally, we have a sponsor this week, and let me check. This week's sponsor is, Hinky Dinky Supermarkets.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Now, I know just about everybody listening is at least as big an Elvis Costello fan as I am, and I want you to hear this little teeny piece of music first, because I want to put this in your mind and have you think about it while, and I'll be back to explain why. All right, you recognize that. You probably know what Elvis Costello song that's from. But having heard that, now let's listen to this song. This is a song from, I think, 1968, from a relatively significant British band of the period called The Pretty Things, that during a period of time where they were strapped for cash, recorded a bunch of music, you know, as generic rock and roll to be used in films by a low-budget British film company, and they recorded these songs under the name The Electric Banana. Now, think about what we just heard, and now listen to this from 1967 or 68. Eastern
shores, they seem so full of promise. Minarets, they lacerate the skyline. On pulsing seas, we drift into the harbor. Gulls, they die with screams of Alexander. His book of numbers. Buildings jangle with the children's laughter. Mount Olive gathers eyes on distant beaches. A woman's face dissolves, I hear her screeches. Step with the knife of words. Young girl marries with bouquet of letters. One life explodes and slides into the sea. The city lies buried beneath the curses.
Well, frankly, I wasn't paying attention, and I don't know what happened, but it's 5-1 Phillies now, and it looks like Dodgers pitcher, the young 21-year-old Kershaw, he's finished. I think he's done. That was Alexander by the Electric Banana, a band that was actually the Pretty Things, and that intro was very familiar to me, and it's the first time I heard it, I was convinced that Elvis Costello and the Attractions were paying a bit of homage to that obscure piece of rock and roll when they recorded this song from 1977 or 78 from the This Year's Model album. This is Lipstick Vogue, and we'll keep on rocking.
Sometimes I almost feel just like a human being too. Not just another mouth or a lipstick bomb. It's you. Not just another mouth or a lipstick bomb. Oh yeah. Almost dead on arrival, just sit me one more time. You're dead alive, why? Maybe they told you you were only a girl in a million. You say I got no feelings, this is a good way to kill them.
I hope that I've been easier to understand since I've focused on the job I'm trying to do. That was Lipstick Vogue. That was Elvis Costello and the Attractions from 1978. And this is, well, this is a lot of people. This is Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra featuring the Pied Pipers, Joe Stafford, and Frank Sinatra. Let's get away from it all. Oh.
I'm so tired of this dull routine. Up to town on the 8:15. Back at night, off to bed, and then get up and start it all over again.
Let's take a boat to Bermuda. Let's take a plane to St. Paul. Let's take a kayak to Quincy or Nyack. Let's get away from it all. Let's take a trip in a trailer. No need to come back at all. Let's take a powder to Boston for chowder. Let's get away from it all. We'll travel round from town to town. We'll visit every state.
And I'll repeat, I love you, sweet,
in all the 48. Oh, let's go again to Niagara.
And listen, this time we'll look at the falls.
Yes, let's leave our hut, dear. Get out of our rut, dear. Let's get away from it all. Hit the road and really get away from it all.
Let's motor down to Miami. Let's climb the Grand Canyon wall.
And let's catch a tuna way out in Laguna.
Let's get away from it all.
Let's travel south of the border. I'll get a real Spanish shawl.
For me, a muchacha.
But not while I watch
her. Ouch, let's get away from it all.
They say there's no place quite like home. A charming thought and pure.
Not true. But until the world we roam,
how can we be sure?
Let's spend a weekend in Dixie. I'll get a real southern draw.
Another one, then off to Reno.
But just to play Keno,
let's get away from it all.
That I love you, sweet, in all the 48.
Off to Niagara,
south.
This time we're digging the falls. Yes, we're leaving, we're hitting the road. Oh, we're leaving, we're hitting the road. Yes, we're leaving, we're hitting the road. Oh, we're getting away from it all.
Yep, that was Let's Get Away From It All, and that was Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra featuring the Pied Pipers, Frank Sinatra, and the beautiful and talented Joe Stafford. I neglected to mention that back before the Hinky Dinky jingle, that was B.J. Thomas singing Everybody's Out of Town. This might be why I'm... Hang on a second here. Okay, now... Now I'm probably cutting through the haze a little bit better. We'll see. Another birthday today. And I mentioned that it was Fela Kuti's birthday. And that, indeed, we're only going to be talking about birthdays today, October 15th birthdays. And on this date in 1953, everybody's favorite member of the Jackson 5, Tito, was born. It's Tito Jackson's birthday. And my research shocked me. In the entire span of the careers of the Jacksons, Tito sang lead on precisely one song. And that was on the 1984 Victory album, an album that was the Jackson 5 follow-up to Michael's Thriller album. I think he was throwing his brothers a bone because he had just sold 28 million copies of Thriller. And They were still living in trailers or something. So this is Tito Jackson with the Jacksons from 1984 singing We Can Change the World. And apologies for this being music from 1984, and you'll hear why in a moment. Okay, well, happy birthday, Tito, and thanks very much. And now I know why you sang one song. And that's right, it's time for this week's Nebraska Cornhuskers football report. Last Thursday, in Columbia, Missouri, the Huskers chalked up the biggest win of head coach Bo Pelini's regime, beating the Tigers 27-12 and getting both the big game and Mizzou monkeys off of his back on a rain-soaked night for three quarters. Lombardi Award semifinalist Ndamukong Suh, easily the best defensive player in the country, and the erstwhile Blackshirts kept the Huskers in the game. And offensive coordinator Sean Watson kept them out of it. All but refusing to run the football, the first 10 possessions resulted in 9 punts and a fumble. Quarterback Zach Lee remained unflappable, and in the fourth quarter, the Huskers scored on a rare long completion over the top. Who wrote this shit? Subsequent big plays by the defense set up the second and third touchdowns, and Nebraska finally nailed the coffin shut with a strong showing on the ground when a reluctant Watson called a series of running plays dictated not by epiphany, but rather by the need to run the clock. Even in the wake of a great defensive showing, the Pelinis have not restored the defensive starters' beloved black practice jerseys. No matter, they'll be the black shirts in the hearts of nearly 74,000 Husker fans, including yours truly, for the Texas Tech game this Saturday, where the 15th-ranked Huskers are 10-point favorites. And that's this week's Nebraska Huskers Football Report. And, well, let's get into a request, shall we? I've got numerous requests since I solicited them from my father. And the last week or the week before, he just asked me if I'd play some Phil Harris. And I told him, actually, he asked if I'd play The Thing by Phil Harris. And I said, I'll play some Phil Harris, but I ain't playing The Thing. So let's listen to some Phil Harris while I have another sip of water and regroup.
Won't you come with me to Alabama? Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling hammy. That's what I like about the South. Now there you can make no mistakey, where those nerves are never shaky, ought to taste a layer cakey. That's what I like about the South. She's got baked ribs and candied yams, those sugar-cured Virginia hams, basements full of those berry jams, and that's what I like about the South. Hot corn bread and black-eyed peas, you can eat as much as you please, cause it's never out of season. That's what I like about the South. Ah, don't take one. Have two. They're dark brown and chocolate too. Suits me, they must suit you, cause that's what I like about the South. Away, way down where the cane grows tall, down where they say you all walk on in with that southern drawl, cause that's what I like about the South. It's down where they have those pretty queens, keep a dreaming those dreamy dreams. Let's sip that absinthe in New Orleans. That's what I like about the South. Come old Bob with all the news, got the box back coat and the button shoes, but he's all caught up with his union dues, and that's what I like about the South. Here come old Roy down the street, who, can't you hear those scuffling feet? He would rather sleep than eat, and then that's what I like about the South. Now every time I pass your door, you act like you don't want me no more. Why don't you shake your head and sigh, and I'll go walking right on by. Gone on, on and on and on. Honey, when you tell me that you love me, then how come you close your eyes? Did I tell you about the place called Do-I-Diddy? It ain't no town and it ain't no city. It's just awful small, but awful pretty will Do-I-Diddy. Didn't come here to criticize, I'm not here to sympathize, but don't call me those no good lies, cause a lying gal I do despise. You love me like I love you, send me 50 PDQ, roses are red and violets are pink. I'm gonna get old 50, I don't think. She's got backbones and butter beans, ham hocks and turnip greens, you and me in New Orleans, and that's what I like about the South.
Yeah, and for those of you waiting for a game update, it's the bottom of the fifth and two out, and Manny Ramirez just went deep with two men on, so it's 5-4 Phillies now. We got ourselves a ball game. That's what I like about the South. That was Phil Harris, and Phil Harris is the voice of Baloo the Bear from the Jungle Book Disney film to people of my generation. I'm sure he means a lot of other things to people older than me, but that's who he is to me, the voice of Baloo the Bear. I don't know, I just heard this the other day and felt like I'd like to share it with you. This is Link Wray and the Raymen. This is some very, very early rock and roll. This is a song called Black Widow. We'll be right back.
are the summer, and I am the autumn. Don't wait too long. Your song's beginning while mine's nearly sung. Don't wait too long. Fall is the lovely time of the year, when the leaves turn to golden brown. But soon fall is ending and winter is near, and the leaves start tumbling down. Why must the moments go by in such haste? Don't wait too long. Winter is coming, I've no time to waste. Don't wait too long. So while my heart's gay and foolish and free and still can sing its song, share every precious moment with me. Don't wait too long.
Blossom Dearie is becoming quite the regular here on Hinky Dinky Time Radio, and I don't think that requires any explanation at all. That was just sublime. That was Don't Wait Too Long from her album May I Come In. Certainly. We haven't done any rhythm and blues tonight, so perhaps we should listen to some Bobby Blue Bland.
Yield not to temptation, oh my love, while I'm away. Don't you know you gotta be strong, leave all the other guys alone. One bright sunny day, I'll be back home to stay.
Yield not
to temptation, and let no one lead you astray.
So many times.
So many times you're gonna be blue, but you'll not. You'll not. Don't you know you gotta be strong? Leave all the other guys alone. One bright sunny day, I'll be back home to stay.
You'll not
to temptation.
Yeah.
Yield Not to Temptation, Bobby Blue Bland, from, I think, about 1966, but I'm not certain of that. You know, we played some Tommy Dorsey, and I think it's only right that we play some Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra. This is something I stumbled across, and I found quite a little surprise. I don't know who the vocalist is on this. My apologies. This is Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra doing Cowboy from Brooklyn.
Just a little shaver back in Brooklyn, I always thought that I would like to be a cowboy, because I love to see him in the moving pictures, up riding and a shooting away. And so as I grew up, I saved a lot of money. I bought a saddle and I bought a buck and bronco. I said goodbye to all the fellas back in Brooklyn and went to Arizona one day. But I'll tell you part, I've worked so hard and everybody played so rough that they always had me waiting on the table, sweeping out the stable and stuff. And so I sold my saddle and my buck and bronco, and you won't ever catch me near another cowboy, 'cause I can always see him in the moving pictures of riding and the shooting away. Okay. But I belong in Brooklyn, hanging round the drugstore, rounding up the sodas all day.
We're doing a few birthdays for October 15th. We got one more. The remaining living member of the Carpenters, Richard Carpenter, who was responsible for all of the arrangements and production and was quite a talented guy, didn't sing a lot of lead on the Carpenters records. Here's one he sang. It's a very short song. You might pick up on the fact that he seems to have a bit of a lisp, and maybe that's partly responsible for the dearth of recordings with him on lead. That and the fact that his sister Karen sang so well. But this is a song by the Carpenters called Saturday, which I must acknowledge is a Rory radio staple.
Saturday began much the same as other days, but ended up different in many ways. Love is in my world since Saturday. Somehow it didn't seem the same. The sadness of Friday had somehow changed to the happy sounds of Saturday.
Saturday, ever-loving Saturday.
I whistled the bluebirds, I tried to tell them how you brought me sunshine. My head's full of new words, they sang to the sound of day after Friday. Come and see the flowers of love she gave to me, the dodges of laughter and harmony to the happy sounds of Saturday.
Saturday, ever-loving Saturday.
My head's full of new words, sing to the sounds of the day after Friday.
day after Friday, come and see the flowers of love she gave to me, the touches of laughter and harmony, to the happy sounds of Saturday,
Saturday, ever loving Saturday,
Saturday,
Saturday, ever loving Saturday.
Daddy, let me stay out late, for tomorrow is our wedding day. Can't the baby kinda celebrate? Kiss the boys goodbye. Daddy, let me wear the mink. What's the difference what the neighbors think? Let the baby linger on the brink. Kiss the boys goodbye. And while I'm kissing them sentimentally, keep the liberal point of view, because I'm breaking it to them gently that my heart belongs to you. So, Daddy, please remember this, that tomorrow starts a life of bliss. Let me show them what they're gonna miss. Kiss the boys goodbye. We're such a happy pair. It ain't right, no, no, it ain't fair. To all those other boys I gave the air. So, Daddy, let me stay out late, for tomorrow is our wedding day. Can't the baby kinda celebrate?
Kiss
the boys goodbye.
Goodbye.
Daddy, let me wear the mink. What's the difference what the neighbors think? Let the baby linger on the brink.
Kiss
the boys goodbye. And while I'm kissing them sentimentally, keep the liberal point of view, because I'm breaking it to them gently that my heart belongs to Daddy. So I'll give Jack and Jim and John a farewell that they can dream upon, better now than maybe later on. Kiss the boys goodbye forever. Goodbye forever. Goodbye.
Kiss the boys goodbye.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
That's B. Wayne and the Leonard Joy Orchestra. And B. Is becoming quite the favorite around the Hinky Dinky Time studios, thanks to the joys of free music downloading. B. Wayne. Let there be Wayne. Wayne Dwaps. So many Wayne Dwaps. I've been collecting. I am a collector by nature, and I've been collecting every version of Hinky Dinky Parlez-Vous I can get my hands on. And I have a 78 RPM recording of Hinky Dinky Parlez-Vous by the Sweet Violet Boys, but my version doesn't have, as the B-side, Hinky Dinky Parlez-Vous Part 2. This is an interesting version of the song. It's not military or World War I in nature. It's from 1926, and it's a... let's say it's a civilian interpretation of Hinky Dinky Parlez-Vous. Woo, woo, woo.
One hour in paradise full of cheer, Parlez-Vous. Then 21 years with a souvenir, Parlez-Vous. She loved the Army and Navy too. There wasn't a man she never knew. Hinky dinky Parlez-Vous. I dreamt that I was a knight so bold, Parlez-Vous. And that I rescued a queen of old, Parlez-Vous. She led me up to her mountain thatch. I gently opened her little latch. Hinky dinky Parlez-Vous. mountain that touched the sky, Farley Moo. An eagle looked down and said, what's this? What a glorious thrill that I've got to miss.
Dinky, dinky, Farley Moo.
Parlez-vous. This is the part where you get to make up our own verse. Up my craw, hinky dinky parlay, everybody.
Sir Galahad was the knight of pride, parlez-vous. He never, never could learn to ride, parlez-vous. The stallion teed right out from the stalls. The ladies were tickled by his manly falls.
Hinky dinky parlez-vous. Like to be Farley Moo, a rompin' and skippin' across the sea, Farley Moo. Grandchildren will thrill at the tales I knew. I'll thrill at recalling how I used to do. Tinky dinky Farley Moo.
Irresistible force such as you meets an old immovable object like me, you can bet as sure as you live, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. When an irrepressible smile such as yours warms an old implacable heart such as mine, don't say no because I insist. Somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna be kissed. So on guard, who knows what the fates have in store from their vast mysterious sky. I'll try hard ignoring those lips I adore, but how long can anyone try? Fight, 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 fight it with all of our might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night you'll find out as sure as we live. Something really got to give.
Yeah, that's our machatonum. That's Sammy Davis Jr. and Something's Gotta Give. And we're coming up towards the end of this evening's program. I'm looking for something brief that I can play before we get to our closing theme and this evening's thank yous. Yeah, here we've got something pretty nice. Ethel Smith was an organ player. And this is organ music. And this is Ethel Smith and her version of the Carioca. Thank you. That was Ethel Smith and her rendition of the Carioca. And I'd like to thank all my listeners for joining me again for episode 21 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. We'll all meet back here next week, of course. And I have a little treat planned for you. It's a special tribute to Ted Templeman, whose birthday is coming up following next week's show. His birthday is on the 24th, I think. And I'm looking forward to putting together that special tribute for your enjoyment and mine. Thanks again, and have a great weekend, and go Huskers. Right? Right.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last. And you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?